today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Salamun Alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. Don't forget, in this episode, we're going to speak about significance of Hajj, Muslim pilgrimage. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Wa lillahi alhamd. Today, Wednesday, is the 9th of Zulhijjah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Calendar, corresponding to the 7th of Tiv, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and the 28th of June, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. You are listening to today's special, and as usual, we listen to chapter Hajj, verse 28, on the month of أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ليشهدوا منافع لهم ويذكروا اسم الله في أيام معلومات على ما رزقهم من بهيمة الأنعام فكلوا منها وأطعموا البائس الفقير.
That they may witness benefits for themselves and mention the name of Allah on known days over what He has provided for them of sacrificial animals. So eat of them and feed the miserable and poor.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The advantages of Hajj pilgrimage in Mecca are so much and important that if people come from the furthest points of the world, it is still worthy. Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, has said that objective of the world, manafe, or benefits, mentioned in this verse is the benefits of both this world and the hereafter.
لبيك يا رب الأمم قد لفنا ثوب الندم بالدمع كم فاض الحرم نشكو الخطايا واللمم لا يشتكى إلا إليك
لبيك واغفر للذنوب لبيك ها إني أتوب أصلحني من كل العيوب واغمر فؤادي بالطيوب ليفوز بالعرض عليك
لبيك يا رب الأمم قد لبيك.
We have been talking about the significance of pilgrimage or Hajj during some episodes of today's special. According to Islam, believers should perform Hajj once in their lifetime and then vow to lead their lives according to the lessons learned during pilgrimage. Hajj is the greater pilgrimage, while Umrah is the lesser pilgrimage. Umrah is a pilgrimage to Mecca that can be undertaken at any time of the year, unlike Hajj, which happens only once in a year. Islam does not require Muslims to repeatedly perform Hajj or Umrah. According to Islam, believers should perform Hajj once in their lifetime and then vow to lead their lives according to the lessons learned during pilgrimage.
Thank you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about some social effects of Hajj. What happens when we ignore Hajj and it becomes a means of dispersion in human society? If, God forbid, one day the Hajj rites and rituals are abandoned or become devoid of content, human society will collapse. Blessings will depart man's life, and oppression and insecurity will prevail. One of the sinister events happening at the end of the world, causing spread of depression in the human societies, is the closing of Hajj and the abandonment of the Kaaba. Speaking of the events happening before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, Imam Sadr alayhi salam has said, وَرَأَيْتُ بَيْتُ اللَّهِ قَدْ عُطِّلَ وَيُؤْمَرُ بِتَرْكِهِ فَكُنْ عَلَى حَذَرٍ وَاطْلُبْ إِلَى اللَّهِ النَّجَاةِ وَاعْلَمْ أَنَّ النَّاسَ فِي سَخَطِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فِي سَخَطِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. When you see that Allah's house is closed down and the Hajj rites and rituals are abandoned, beware, you supplicate to Allah to be safe from His punishment, for people are at this time subject to Allah's wrath. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجَّ الْبَيْتِ مَنَ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. And pilgrimage to the house is incumbent upon men for the sake of Allah, upon everyone who is able to undertake the journey to it. And whoever disbelieves, then surely Allah is self-sufficient above any need of the world. This is chapter 3, verse 97. This Quranic verse reveals God's rights to men. In the same way that any benefactor has a right, and the person who has been favored tries to make up for his benefactor's beneficence and pay a visit to his house to express his thanks.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Another symbol in Hajj, the symbolism of Arafah. Arafah is the name of a mountain range. Along with the surrounding plains just east of Mecca. Yawm al-Arafah. The day of Arafah is the ninth day of Zulhijjah in the Islamic calendar. On Yawm al-Arafah, pilgrims all gather on Mount Arafah and the surrounding plains and spend the day until sunset beseeching Allah for forgiveness. The Hajj rites and rituals typically have windows of time during which they must be completed. The gathering at Arafah on the day of Arafah is the one ritual which gathers all pilgrims in the same exact place and at the same exact time performing the same rites. In fact, the Prophet is reported to have said, Hajj is Arafah, meaning it is the ritual that is paramount in the Hajj experience, just as Arafah is known as the Day of the Covenant, in reference to a day preceding the birth of mankind in our current existence. Arafah also ignites the imagination of the believer towards the afterlife and the Day of Resurrection.
In a time of darkness and greed, it is your light that we need. Just how to live, Muhammad, ya Rasulullah. You were so caring and kind. Your soul was full of light. You are the best of mankind, Muhammad, khayru khalqillah.
Mustafa. You are with today's special, Come Here to Know About Things to Do on the Day of Arafah. One of them is fasting on the Day of Arafah. The Day of Arafah fasting is highly encouraged and recommended for those not going on Hajj. Other thing is Dua of Arafah. Imam Hussein, as on his last pilgrimage, taught this Dua to be recited in the Day of Arafah. Other thing is making tahleel, takbir, tahmeed, and tasbih. It is a sunnah of our Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny to recite the tahleel, takbir, and tahmeed as many times as possible on the day of Arafah. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah. The other thing to do on the day of Arafah is seeking forgiveness from Almighty Allah. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "On this day, Allah the Most Exalted descends to the nearest heaven, and He is proud of His servants on the earth and says to those in heavens, 'Look at my servants. They have come from far and near, with hair disheveled and faces covered with dust to seek my mercy. Even if their sins are as much the sand or the fourth of the sea, I shall forgive them.'"
The day of Arafah, the ninth of the holy month of Dhul-Hijjah, the magnificent day of repentance, penitence, realization, recognition, and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Arafah originates from ma'rifah and i'tiraf, to recognize one's weakness, one's nothingness compared to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to understand and be aware of the superb nature of this day, and at the same time to admit one's sins before the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala, to empty our hearts, to open up and to speak to Him frankly. It is the day in which the pilgrims all congregate in this desert, in this plains known as Arafat, mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah. فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُمْ مِنْ عَرَفَاتٍ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. It is mentioned once in the Quran, yet highlighted significantly in many narrations of the glorious Ahlul Bayt, salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhim ajma'een. This plain of Arafah that we are at the moment about to experience, this special time in which the pilgrims congregate and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Brothers and sisters, that was all about this episode of today's special. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic during these special occasions and month. Thank you very much, and we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك حجا حقا
الله أكبر الله
حجا حقا تعبدا ورقا لبيك مرهوبا ومرغوبا إليك
لبيك ذا النعماء والفضل الحسن
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله